As much as light is gained throughout the day, as each day opens gateways and passages for light waves, we mainly remind ourselves of time as light slowly dwindles and disintegrates into darkness. Because when the dust settles down, we remember that light is not permanent, nor can it be preserved or prescribed. We remind ourselves that our very own light could resemble and reshape light rays through ray bands and riveting rituals of reviving one's roots by roaming the world irrespective of reason. Because it's a rebellious right, a divine right that has the recognition of radical rationality. As the dust settles down, we want to have the right to revive that raging pain and the right to revive our art-raving way. They say, he say, she say, we say that at midnight all the monsters come out to play. Because after the dust settles down, we relinquish our souls from inhibitions and take upon new missions. Missiles of identity are launched into the daybreak of a new dawn. So perhaps that kind of light is not what we should look forward to, as sunshine is believed to intensify the inner flaws and outward fights that humanity indulges in. Because when the dust settles down, we remember that light is not permanent, nor can it be preserved or prescribed. Each day, this day, today sees us coddle and indebt ourselves in the ideology that freedom of speech somehow equates to the freedom to live. And that life has a life of its own, to live with those whom are alive and to bring about those split seconds where we wish that solace was not embedded in the linings of our hearts, because caring abundantly shifts into pain far too easily. Hiss that shift of emotional platonic plates, causing an eruption of gut-wrenching fears, which happens as systematically as the dust begins to settle down. As the dust begins to settle down. As the dust begins to settle down. Down.
time to tango.